Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour today here on this Wednesday, May 6, 2026 edition. Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy came out with a 2025 analysis report. They found that more than 10,000 tons of batteries are winding up in Michigan's waste stream each year, according to a new state-backed report, finding that residents are often confused about how to properly recycle batteries. The report commissioned by the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy identified major gaps in the state's end-of-life battery management system. Oh, my God. End-of-life battery. Including limited recycling access, inconsistent public information, and a fragmented collection network system. The study, conducted by Resource Recycling Systems through Next Cycle Michigan, focused on common household batteries, such as AAA, you know, the small ones, AA's, C, D, and 9 volt, and even the button cell coin batteries. Automotive or electric vehicle batteries were not included in the study. I wonder how much money was spent on this study. Eagle came out and said the problem with tossing batteries in the garbage is that they can pose fire and environmental contamination risk. They also represent a missed opportunity to recover valuable materials that can actually be reused in manufacturing and even strengthen Michigan's circular economy. Elisa Seltzer, Next Cycle Michigan program director, said resident surveys indicated many residents are confused about where and how to recycle batteries. Seltzer said the confusion reflects the broader state of battery management in Michigan, pointing to the over 10,000 tons of batteries in the waste stream, limited access to drop-off sites, lack of clear information, and inconsistent program funding. The report concludes that Michiganders are willing to change their habits so long as the system is easier and convenient to navigate. According to Seltzer, 95% of the residents surveyed said they would recycle batteries if a convenient drop-off location along with clear guidance were made available. The report lays out several areas for improvement, including creating an advisory group. Oh, yeah, we got to have a group of people getting together, telling us what to do with our batteries. Assessing and expanding recovery infrastructure and improving access to recycling drop-off locations. Coordinating statewide education and outreach, and exploring extended producer responsibility legislation to create sustainable funding. You know what that means? More money in the budget, more money in the state's budget, and legislation locked in to create sustainable funding. They want this mandated, folks, into our state budget. Eagle said the analysis helped shape a comprehensive statewide strategy for battery recirculation, using feedback from industry stakeholders, local governments, and community organizations. Okay, how about this? How about a common sense program where do we return our cans and bottles or the deposit back, which some people are wanting to get rid of that altogether? What if we, if we're going to decide to stop charging 10% deposits on cans and bottles in the state of Michigan at our local grocery stores? Isn't that where we all go? Meijer's, Walmart, your local store markets, your mom and pop markets in your own little towns, places where beverages are sold. Majority of people return those at their local grocery stores. Well, if you're going to get rid of deposits on bottles and cans, turn those into battery recycling centers. Instead of putting money into the state budget to do it from Lansing, give the stores and the local markets the money when they turn in the recycled batteries. Julie Stavlin, assistant, listen to this title, assistant director of Eagle, the organization, the department, the bureaucratic agency, Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. This woman is the assistant director of Eagle's Materials Management Division. Oh my God. They've got a whole division of materials management. Julie said batteries present both a challenge as well as an economic opportunity for Michigan. Batteries, both consumer and electric vehicle batteries, are a unique opportunity for Michigan based on our strong roots in the industry and the investments that we've made in a circular economy. Circular. It's recycling. This is their new little talking point. She said Michigan is positioned to improve battery management practices, reduce safety and environmental risk, and support jobs tied to battery recovery and recycling. As part of the effort, Next Cycle Michigan, I don't even know what bureaucratic department that falls under, oh, Eagle, of course, is expected to launch a battery solutions accelerator this year. New approaches to address the end-of-life battery challenges. Applications are expected to open up later this year. The battery analysis builds on Michigan's broader effort to modernize recycling and even composting infrastructure statewide. RRS conducts state biennial gap analysis through Next Cycle Michigan. How much money of our taxpayer dollars do they spend analyzing studies and reports? I just gave them the perfect solution, and I didn't charge them a dime. Recycling cans and bottles, make batteries also included. It all goes to a recycling plant. And then compensate the stores that do it. Stop wasting the money on all this other crap. Put it in the budget for permanent, sustainable funding. Are you kidding me? These people are crazy. I cannot wait for Perry Johnson to be governor and do his mega audit. Cut this budget in half. Unbelievable. Well, we have a little update story real quick. We'll wrap up the show with this. The legal team for Michigan State University trustee candidate Senator Sylvia Santana says they have proof that its candidate did not lose the Michigan Democratic Party endorsement convention, but actually won by more than 50 votes over the incumbent trustee Kelly Tabe Zemke, according to the campaign's formal challenge. 302 delegates who voted April 19th were not members of the party 30 days before the convention, as required by the Michigan Democratic Party rules. Additionally, the tech team at the Miller Law Firm tracked down the IP addresses of every voter and found that more than 200 votes were cast outside of Huntington Place, as required again by their rules. Santana's team also has firsthand accounts from Delegate Rochella Stewart, who said she did not immediately receive her confirmation email and access key to vote. When she returned the registration back to the officials, she was reportedly given 6 different access keys. Santana is asking for a full and fair independent audit. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap this story up. The Democrats held a endorsement nominating convention on Sunday, April 19th. According to the Michigan Democratic Party rules, 7,200 delegates present inside the Huntington Place, former Cobo Hall, could only vote if they were there in person. They used a phone app email system. You had to register before 30 days before the convention. That's number one. Number two, you had to be in person on site. Well, according to Sylvia Santana, 302 people voted that should not have. Found that 200 votes were actually cast from outside Huntington Place. Some of these votes came from my Antrim County. Unbelievable. Well, if the Democrats are hoping for a definitive statement from Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel on their recount request, stop waiting. Chairman Hertel put out a statement. Until the intra-party appeal process is completed, reportedly by May the 18th, MERS News Service has learned that Hertel plans to maintain his no-comment posture for what appears to be obvious reasons. He, as party chair, is overseeing the appeal. And any public statement in the middle of the dispute could prejudice the eventual ruling one way or the other, something he presumably wants to avoid. Thus, the neutral stance. Well, the appeals panel are made up of members appointed over the years by former chairs LeVar Barnes and Brandon Dillon, as well as Curtis Hertel, who will hold a hearing and could call for a second hearing if necessary before ruling on Santana's request. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. The Democrats within their own party are cheating to beat fellow Democrats. Do you honestly think they would stop for 1 second to cheat to beat Republicans in November. These people will do anything to win, to make sure their candidates get to be the nominees heading into November. Absolutely amazing. Well, this appeals process has long been embedded in party rules in anticipations of disputes just like this one. The panel has 15 days to resolve the challenge, with the composition of the statewide Democratic slate potentially hanging in the ballot, in the balance, excuse me. Why hanging in the balance? Because they have to have the names to put on the ballots for November. They need to start raising money for these candidates. Well, who are they going to raise money for? They don't even know who really won the endorsement. You cannot make this stuff up. And how ironic is this? A fellow Democrat, former state senator Sylvia Santana, calling for a recount. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where it goes. Again, I want to make sure you guys are aware, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop is raising money to hire an attorney to sue Jocelyn Benson over her rules that she has implemented to run this year's August 4th and November 3rd general election. In filing her response to Jonathan Brader, the Director of Bureau of Elections, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop found that Benson's rules violates two federal election statutes. Registration Act and the Help America Vote Act. She's already spoken to an attorney. She's gotten a retainer agreement from him and needs to raise the money. If you're interested in helping in this cause, text me 231-360-5140. Text me the word donate. And I'll send you the link to the story. You can donate online and you can mail a check. Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. That address, that information is on the website. So just text me again, 231-360-5140. Text me the word donate, and I'll get you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can...